Lesson 2, biomechanics. Speed is how quickly a position changes. Velocity is the rate or measure of the rate of motion. Acceleration is a change in the velocity of an object. Energy is the capacity to do work. Work is the transfer of energy by a force acting to displace a body. Power is the time rate of doing work, or force times distance divided by time. A watt is a unit of power in the international system of units equal to 1 joule per second. Torque is the turning effect created by a force about an axis. Linear motion is the change in position that occurs when all points on an object move the same distance in the same direction and at the same time. Linear momentum is the mass of an object times the linear velocity of the object. Kinetic energy is the energy possessed by a body because of its motion. Potential energy is energy stored by an object by virtue of its position. An asymmetrical load is a single-sided or unbalanced load. Balance is a stable state characterized by the cancellation of all forces by equal opposing forces. The distance between the fulcrum and the point of resistance is known as the resistance arm. Torque created about an axis by a pair of oppositely directed forces is referred to as force coupling. The point where the mass of an object is equally balanced is known as the center of gravity. A group of body segments known as a kinetic chain are connected by joints so that the segments operate together to provide a wide range of motion for the limb. As a rotating body spins about an external or internal axis, rotational inertia opposes any change in the body's speed of rotation that may be caused by a torque. Also thought of as amount of rotation of the body, angular momentum is the product of the momentum of a rotating body and its distance from the axis of rotation. A antagonist refers to the role of a muscle whose torque opposes the action. An agonist refers to the role of muscle whose torque aids the action, often referred as the prime mover. The force production relationship between opposing muscles or muscle groups is known as strength/balance. Competency exercises. Briefly describe Newton's first three laws of motion. First law, an object in motion will stay in motion unless a force acts upon it. The same is true of a static or motionless object. The first law is, if an object is static or motionless, it will remain that way unless a force acts upon it. The same is true if an object is already in motion. The second law, if an external force is applied to an object, the object will accelerate directly proportional to the net external force and inversely proportionate to its mass. Third law, if an object exerts a force on another object, the force from the other object will be equal and opposite. Two internal forces that act in the body are tensile forces and compressive forces. Two external forces that act on the body are contact forces and frictional forces. General motion is a combination of which two classifications of motion? That would be angular and linear motion. If the starting position is known, a particular motion can be quantified by speed and velocity. In weightlifting, positive work is also known as concentric contraction, while negative work is known as eccentric contraction. True or false? The body can produce more force eccentrically than concentrically. This is true. Mechanical energy is held in which two forms, and give an example of each. Kinetic, a wrecking ball in motion, and potential, a weight held off the roof of a building waiting to be let go. Power equals work divided by time. True or false? As a muscle's contraction velocity increases, its maximal force output decreases. This is true. Power output is dependent upon which two factors? Quantity of power and time it is sustained. The torque created by the muscles of the body are dependent upon which two components? Force and attachment location. Gravity pulls on the center of the mass of an object at the rate of 9.81 millimeters per second. List the three variables that can be manipulated to achieve bodily stability: the base of support, the height of the center of gravity, and the line of gravitational pull. Name four components that make up the inner unit of the lumbopelvic region: transverse abdominis, pelvic floor, multifidus, diaphragm. The transverse abdominis, TVA, represents the primary stabilizer for the lumbopelvic region. The amount of rotational inertia produced is dependent upon which three factors? One is total mass, two, distribution of the mass, and three is angular velocity. For each of the following, we're going to talk about different lifts and give one common error observed when performing a lift, the potential harm the incorrect movement could pose, and the method for correcting the particular movement error. So first, we're going to examine the deadlift. Common error would be weakness in the trunk leads to a rounded back position during the ascent when the legs are extended. The potential harm is stress on the spinal ligaments and possible excessive disc compression. Correction may require cueing during the instruction of the exercise, a decreased weight, a wider stance with inside knee grip. Leg lift to hip rolls, that's when the knee goes past 30 degrees. Incomplete, an error would be an incomplete understanding that the abdominals do not attach to the femur, therefore the exercise is controlled by the hip flexors. Potential harm, the insertion of the hip flexors place extensive stress on the lumbar spine and pull the pelvis into an anterior pelvic tilt, increasing the lumbar convexity and disc compression forces. So to correct this, modify the movement by beginning the exercise with a flexed hip and contracting the abdominals to pull the pelvis posteriorly. A lat pull down, an error could be that pulling the resistance to the back of the neck. This harm, potential harm, has caused excessive external rotation in the shoulder and increased risk to the cervical spine. Correction, the hip and spine relationship should remain virtually unchanged throughout the movement. Performance, the resistance should be pulled down in front of the head. The leg press, placing the feet too low on the foot plate, causing the ankles to dorsiflex and the knees to migrate past the toes during the descent. Now, if you don't have the dorsiflexion, it's definitely not for you. So potential harm, causes to the resistive force to the through the balls of the feet instead of the heels, and often leads to the tibial translation and knee ligament stress. Correction, feet should be placed higher on the foot plate so that the ankle position remains neutral throughout the movement. Sit-up, error, moving past 40 degrees of the trunk flexion where the hip flexors take over as the primary mover. Potential harm, places excessive stress on the disc and spinal ligaments. Correction, upon starting the exercise, draw in the umbilicus to stabilize the spine using the transverse abdominis, accompanied by a posterior pelvic tilt. The ascent phase should only cause approximately 30 degrees of trunk flexion, extending the arms into the thighs and sliding the hands up the knees in a physical cue that will prevent the hip flexors from taking over. When swimming, water is an example of what type of resistive force? It would be D, contact force. The concentric phase of a military press is an example of which of the following? That would be B, positive work. Which of the following has the greatest effect on measured power output? That would be contractile velocity. Leg lifts are contraindicative to the hip flexors, cause anterior pull on the spine leading to disc compression. And five, what is a common biomechanical problem caused by performing the leg press exercise with tight hip flexors? That would be pelvis migrates into a posterior pelvic tilt. This was lesson two, biomechanics.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.